You know, I never imagined how messed up people could be. You know, you would think they have a whole lifetime to get the doctrines right, get their Bible, study their Bible, but they're so caught up in the world, the flesh, and pro-life, they don't even... I mean, I would think a person who claimed to be want the truth would want the truth, but they don't. Let me tell you something. There's this thing called law and grace. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. God gave you the law to show you your sin. Not other people's sin, but your own sin. Jesus was full of grace and truth. Jesus fulfilled the law and the prophets, and you escape through Jesus, the blood of his cross. And if anybody hates the blood of Jesus is the primary theme of the whole Bible. If you hate the blood, you have a demon. If the blood of Jesus repels you, that is a demon. That's a demon. And the only way you're going to get that demon out of you is run to Jesus. Say, I'm a sinner. Lord, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. I deserve hell. I can't blame anybody else anymore. Come into my heart and save me. I'm really like shocked at how ignorant people really are of biblical truth. That have been in a church or a cult or have a Bible on their desk and they never crack it open to understand what it means. Life is more than just go to work and go home and make some money and party and drink and all that, especially when you hit, I mean, after you hit about 24, you should be going, getting serious. Why are you still acting that way? Double your age. It don't make sense. Something wrong. If you can't have a conversation with people, something's wrong. If somebody gets offended when you have your own opinion and you're sitting there logically talking to them, maybe I've been doing online speaking too long. You know, I'm just used to just speaking the truth. And when you're around people, they don't care about the truth. All they care about is some sound. It sounds good. Don't listen to my voice. Don't listen to people's voice. Listen to the truth behind them. Forget their voice. What is the truth? What is their truth? Are they liars? Or are they truth speakers? I'm really in shock, but I'm really in shock that some people can go their whole life and never seek the truth, never have the truth, never know the truth. I wanted the truth when I was 8 years old. I was reading Proverbs when I was eight. I want to know the truth. I don't care about anything else but truth. I don't understand how you could be confused with the cares of this life instead of the eternal truth. There's this thing called dispensations, age of innocence, age of conscience, age of law, age of grace, tribulation period, millennium, new heaven and new earth. Don't you see that every day you get up and do the same thing? Don't you understand you are in a repeat cycle every day? And the repeat cycle is to get you so tired of this place that you look for something above. You've seen it a thousand times. You want to believe a person is real, but everything out of their mouth is a lie, and everything out of their being is hiding. They're trying to hide and play games and drinking and drugging and cheating. What kind of life is that? That's misery. You're destroying your, maybe your soul is already destroyed and you just want to destroy other souls. I guess that's what it is. You've already destroyed your soul. Whoredom wine and new wine take away the heart. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. All issues flow out of the heart. Out of the heart flow all the issues of life. And if your heart is corrupt and dark and vile and wicked, the only thing I can figure is you want to destroy somebody else's heart. And then when they see how wicked your heart really is and they run, you got to go to somebody else to try to destroy their heart. But you're actually destroying your own heart, because all the people that abandon you and leave you and get away from you because your heart is so wicked and vile and sick and makes you want to throw up, when you realize how wicked that person's heart is, you got to run. The heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? Until you get born again, you have no hope. You're a hell-bound sinner. And the reason the religious people are in there so much works and levels and ranks and grades and ratings, and they got it's all outward show and painted face. The reason they want to look good before man is because they don't look good before God. Because God looks on the heart. It's sick. And the more I really cannot believe. See, an empath tries to project onto the psychopath their empathy. And the psychopath is trying to project on the empath their psychopathy. And the two don't mix. So you're trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, but the red flag after 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 red flag, after about 100 red flags, you have to say, something ain't right. Something ain't right. And if ain't right, it's wrong. And if it ain't right, it's left. And you know what left is? Confusion and every evil work. Jesus sat down on the right hand of God for a reason. And the left is so confused, it ain't even funny. That's why they take out, they unalive babies. The demon in a person will come out if you mention the blood of Jesus. I've actually seen it with my own eyes. Most people, I don't know if they get, I don't know if they open a portal from drinking or drugging or what. And it has to be, that has to be part of it. It's probably something they're doing in the physical too. You know, the Adam, instead of Adam and Eve, they do Adam and Steve. And so that opens a portal, I guess. I don't know. I heard a preacher say that one time, and I'm starting to believe that there's many ways that they open portals. And so these portals to these demons keep them from seeing the truth. And when somebody walks up or appears in their world, their hologram, their life, somebody shows up in their world, or they try to show up in their world, maybe deep down they're looking for the truth, but the demon won't let them hear you. But anyway, they show up in your world. Usually you're not looking. You're just going about your business, doing your thing. And they show up in your world. I've had that happen in the last year and a half, 2 years. I've had that happen. I was just going about my business at work. And some friend of a person that lives there, she kept showing up. Every time she'd see me, she'd be nice, try to give me a hug and all that. Said something about she needs some money. I said, well, I got some work over there. You want to help me do some work, I'll pay you to help me work. And she was a good worker. But as soon as I mentioned the Bible, I could see it in her eyes. She knew she needed to run, and nobody ever saw her again. Even her friends, she knew. I mentioned the Bible, she knew. She knew she was barking up the wrong tree. And there comes a point where you mention some truth that is so deep, they know they're barking up the wrong tree. And they have to run. You try the spirits over a period of time. And when you try the spirits enough, you realize you're dealing with non-people. I mean, if you don't have any truth, what are you? If you don't have any truth, what are you? A non-person. Because E-M-E-T means truth. Emmet. You're like a zombie. I took two Jewish guys to Charlotte about 5 years ago. And I was talking about the code. And I said, yes, every language. And they said, what about Emmet? You know what that means? I said, yeah, I know what that means. It means truth. And they said, how do you know? I said, E is spirit. M-E-T is met life. And you only meet life via the truth. Jesus is the truth. And they were shocked that I could decode a Jewish word by the Phoenician script. They couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it. And I told them how it works. Every language in the Western world comes from the Phoenician script. And if you know the letters, you know the whole truth. E is spirit. M is water. E-T is extraterrestrial. You met life. You see past the terrestrial. See the 5D. You're not no longer in the 3D once you meet the 5D. And I saw the Shekinah glory. Met life. Face to face, right in front of me. I'm not the same. And I'm walking around in the middle of 3D creatures who they're just worried about what people think. The outward show, the pride of life, their painted face, how they look good. Instead of going heart to heart, they're still in the outside. Instead of going instead of having communication and knowing somebody on the inside, they're still functioning on the outside. Lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. Pleasers of man instead of pleasers of God. Outward show instead of inner renewal. Painted face, outward show on a piece of clay. What is that about? You think you're going to perfect your clay? There's a bumper sticker on this car. Try being informed, not just opinionated. Yeah, praise God, but apply it to the Bible too. Don't just say you know the truth when you don't know the truth, because you're not spending any time to rightly divide the word of truth, or you haven't heard any good preachers that rightly divide the word of truth. Everything about you is the world, the flesh, the pride of life, the devils, the demons, the doctrines of demons, the doctrines of devils. You have no truth. You're just a walking around bag of flesh with no truth. And I've been around it my whole life. I thought maybe it had changed. So I thought I would experiment, leave the 5D, experience a 3D situation, and the whole family's confused. They're all lost. I don't care what kind of church you go to. If the church denies the Bible as the litmus test, the ultimate truth, I don't care who the personality is, that Bible, that church is confused. Those people are confused. It's sick. The Bible's serious about if you don't leave mama and daddy, brother, sister, wife, even your own life, you're not worthy. So you're going to have to leave. I don't care who's listening to my voice. You're going to have to believe the bloodline lies, the culture lies. You're going to have to leave the whole thing behind. Because it's just sad.
I'm sorry, what was it, Silas?
I had no idea people were so messed up. They're so worried about the cares of this life and go to a party and go to a football game, a basketball game, go to some event, go out and have a beer, a drink, or so sit down, and they don't have a lick of truth. They're going their whole life with no truth. How can you live without the truth? How can you go your whole life and not want truth? And I'm talking about sound doctrine, truth. How can you live? And you can't. That's why you drink, because you can't. You have no truth. You can't rightly divide the word of truth. You can't hear the truth. You don't know the truth. So what do you got to do? You got to self-medicate. You got to be addicted of something, the world, the flesh, the pride of life, some kind of idolatry, idol down here. You're so focused on some kind of idolatry in the natural that you don't even know that you're blind, because your Babylon has blinded you. Jezebel has blinded you. Delilah has blinded you. The scorners have blinded you. The false matrix has blinded you. How can you live every day of your life and not crack open the Bible and say, Lord, I need the truth, the absolute truth, and it's not my understanding, but your understanding. Lean not on your understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Your understanding is junk. Admit you don't know. Your radio, your TV, your music, your social media is making you dumb. Cut it off. Turn on bbnradio.org. Listen to some preachers and get some truth in you. Listen to some fundamental Baptist preachers. Some fundamental independent Baptists. I mean, there's something wrong with people. People are ridiculous. You people are ridiculous. You have no truth? What is wrong with you? How do you get out of bed without truth? Pop a pill? Become a psychopath? Hard-hearted? You think I care about your football? Or your basketball? All they're doing is a pigskin. Oh, he threw a football. Oh, he threw a ball through a hoop. Oh, they went to the bar and watched a football game. Oh, they drank a beer and got drunk and had a DUI, DWI, and ran off the road and messed up their truck. Oh, that's really exciting. And they wasted their whole evening and their whole weekend and didn't have a lick of truth put into their soul. They have no truth. If you don't have any truth, what do you got? Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. If you have no truth, you can't walk the way. If you have no truth, you can't live in life. You're living in destruction. You're living in delusion. You're living in some kind of fake reality bubble because you want to believe a lie. You're living in the Genesis 3 trick of the devil. Hath God said, you can create your own truth. You can live your own truth. You're going back to the ground. You're going back to the clay ground because you're clay. You got minerals and rocks in your body. You're going back to the ground. Something wrong with you. If there's, you know, if you put something on your tongue and it tastes good and you say, I want more of that. You swallow it, you get more. You put something on your tongue, you spit it out. I don't want any more of that. What does that mean? What's the object lesson? If I put truth on in your ear gate and you want to drink it, I want more of that truth. Hallelujah. But if I put the absolute truth, the blood of Jesus, the blood of His cross being preached everywhere all the time, and I put that on your tongue and you spit it out, something wrong with you. Something wrong with you. If you don't want truth, there's something wrong with you. And I know what it is. You're in Genesis 3, be your own goddess or be your own God. You sound a little bit harsh, books.
Yeah.
I'm mad at myself for people giving people the benefit of the doubt. I thought everybody wanted truth, but they don't. They just want pleasure. There's no truth in them. There's no desire for truth. They want lies. They want their own truth, not God's truth. So if they don't want truth and they want lies, that means they want control. That means they're slaves to sin. They're slaves to the sin of whatever. The world, the flesh, and the pride of life. They're liars, they're cheaters, they're drunkards, they're drunk tars, they're drug heads, drug addicts. They just want to have pleasure. There's nothing else. You either want truth or fun. And look up the word fun, it means foolishness. Yeah. I'm in shock at how lost people really are. And I'm in shock that you put up, you hang out with people who hate the truth. Because if they hate the truth, they hate you because of Christ in you. I can't put up with them. I saw something. I'd have to go back 30 years. If I would have yoked up in a situation recently, I'd have to go back 30 years. Ain't no way I'm going backwards. I'm either going to pull you up with me, or I'm going to keep going forward and be by myself forward, because I'm not going backwards. If you go backwards, you're not only are you stagnated, you're going down into the depths of hell. There's two paths. The path to hell and delusion and darkness and sin and death, or there's a path to life and truth and righteousness and freedom and set apart and being separate. I'm sorry, y'all, some of y'all just are headed to hell in a handbasket and nobody can stop you because that's what you want. Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead and shake the dust off your feet. If they don't want the truth, shake the dust and let the dead bury the dead. I'm not even wasting a conversation with these people. If somebody says, I want you to have the best, I want to give you the best. I have the best. I have truth. I'm trying to give you the best. I'm trying to give you truth. I'm trying to set you free. But you're of the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. You have nothing I want. I'd rather eat beans and rice the rest of my life. You have nothing I want. I have the best. I have truth. I can rightly divide the word of truth. I have the Holy Spirit. I'm seated in the heavenlies in Christ. I know who I am in Christ. I don't have your confusion and your insanity. I don't do your drama games. I don't do your lies, and I don't do your events, your holidays and your birthdays and your Gentile holidays that are just Babylon. You don't want to give me the best. You're trying to kill me. You're trying to take me out of my power back to the world, which has no power. When the world tries to tell you, hey, we're trying to give you the best, run. Because you say, well, I already have the best. I have the truth. I have the spirit of truth. The world is the spirit of the air, the spirit of the air, the spirit of air. Do you realize what? The devil is speaking through them. We want you to have the best of everything. Money and stuff and houses and cars. And we want you to have the best. What happens when a tornado falls? The best what? Of this world? Though you gain the whole world and lose your soul, what good is it? Come on. These are snakes whispering in your ear, just like Genesis. We want you to have the best. It's the snake. And the whole time they're saying that, they're trying to just steal, kill, and destroy. Wow. When you face off with a shape-shifting snake, they're actually dealing with... You want somebody to have the best, but you want to destroy their health. And it's like, let's go have a beer. I don't drink. What are you talking about? That alcohol's bad for it. They really have eat the lie of the snake and believe the lie of the snake. And so they become an evangelist for the snake. They wouldn't know what love was if it hit them in the face. They wouldn't know what truth was if it hit them in the face. They wouldn't know what the best is if it hit them in the face. The best is internal. God can bless anybody he wants to bless. It has nothing to do. Everything goes. Look, everything that you build is either dirt or sand or rocks, minerals. It came from the ground. What do you mean you want the best? It's right here in front of me. I'm walking on the best. It's either out of trees or dirt or clay or rocks or minerals, something from the ground that comes out of the ground. When you finally wake up to what the snake is doing, and you finally wake up that the snake will send a snake and make it look real, make it look pretty, make it look like it's something that's wonderful and great, but they have no truth. And then when you see behind the scene, and it's not so pretty, and it's not so great, and it's nothing but lies and confusion and every evil work, and it's nothing but trouble, and eventually leads you into death or jail or something, and you got to run, because these people are crazy. Because if you don't build up their fake reality, if you don't support their script, you become their enemy. These are narcissistic Jezebel fake reality bubble demons who create a script because they have a life plan that is so convoluted that you couldn't figure it out if you tried, because they've sit down and meditate on how they can put people in certain places, and they see you as a pet. They don't want your best. They want you to be under their authority. They want you serving them, working for them. And these people rise up in systems. They're psychopaths. They see you as a target, as a pet, as a prey. And instead of loving people, they hate people. But they use words that make it sound like love. This is so bizarre. It's just like people with a snake on the back of their truck. Don't tread on me. So you're identifying with a snake. Is that what you're telling me? But it's so convoluted, it's hard to believe. And they got to keep you so busy. This is why the system keeps you so busy. Because if you have time to sit down and think, you can see through the game. If you have time to sit down and think, you can see through the game. And so they don't want you to have time to relax and rest and live in peace. That's why they try to destroy your peace. Wild stuff. When you've been in the lion's den, when you've been in the devil's den, and you escape and you look back and you're like, wow, pure evil. I feel sorry for some of them men. They don't even know what they're dealing with. These men have been trapped by Jezebel and they'll never escape. And they're just a battery, like Neo said. I mean, like Morpheus told Neo, you're a battery, Neo, for the system. And some of these men and some of these women who are married to narcissistic Jezebels, the women are married to some psychopathic man who's a narcissist to the hilt. They're being used and abused. And some man's married to a psychopathic narcissistic Jezebel, and they got that nice house and that pretty picture, and it looks good on the outside, but on the inside is dead man's bones. They're dead. They're spiritually dead. They're psychologically dead. They're stuck at 14 years old. What you'll find out is they're stuck at 14. Somebody abused them. The system abused them. And they never got healed. That's really sad. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. If you have the truth, I promise you, if you have the truth and you're separated from the liars, you build a life of truth, and you keep the liars out of your eye gate, your ear gate, your house. You don't even let them across your threshold. Praise God. Because these liars will bring destruction and will bring havoc. And when God warns you, and all you have to do is pray, Lord, show me. And he shows you a big two or three red flags, big ones. And you go like 2 months and you say, okay, this person's still trying. Lord, I'm going to just try one more time. Show me the truth. And big red flag. Huge red flags. Even greater than the last time. And you're like, what? What in the world? All you had to do is pray. If you're saved, all you had to do is pray, and God will remove the devil out of your life. Think about it. If you're in the book of Genesis, and you're either Adam or Eve down there, and you pray to God, Lord, remove the devil has to flee. And God will remove these devils out of your life. If it's personal, I've actually seen a whole family move out of a city. I come back to a city and the devils had to leave, you know. If you think life is just about pleasure, something wrong with you.